Praised be Jesus and Mary. An early martyr once said that a Christian's only relatives are the saints. And Jesus changes the order of relationships and shows that true kinship is not just a matter of flesh and blood, that our adoption as sons and daughters of God transforms all our relationships and requires a new order of loyalty to God. When the woman in today's gospel wished to compliment Jesus by praising his mother, Jesus didn't deny the truth of the blessing she pronounced. Our Lady's blessedness was prophesied in her canticle from the Gospel of St. Luke. You know, all generations will call me blessed. Jesus adds to this woman's words by pointing to the source of all true blessedness, union with God's will. You know, in other words, hearing the word of God and observing it. You know, some people hear the word of God, you know, Sunday after Sunday. And, you know, that's as far as it goes. But, you know, if it doesn't travel that extra 18 inches from the head to the heart, you know, it's not going to help us. We could memorize the catechism and read all the great books on mystical and ascetical theology. But, you know, what good is it if after all of the study, you know, we know how to become saints and then we don't become one? We not only have to hear the word of God, we have to observe it. You know, our Lord tells us, for man, that this is impossible, but with God and Our Lady, you know, it can be done. Jesus gives his own mother to us to take into our home. So let us never stop asking Mary to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.